In the case, the intelligence assessment has evolved. We stress that neither I nor anyone else in the administration intended to mislead the American people at any stage in this process. And the White House had this to say.
The focus on, some might say obsession on, comments made on Sunday shows seems to me and to many to be misplaced.
GOP senators also complained Rice neglected to ask key questions before telling the public what turned out to be wrong information.
That's troubling to me as well, why she wouldn't have asked. I'm the person that doesn't know anything about this. I'm going on every single show.
And Wolf, just moments ago, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid released a statement very, very direct and pretty critical of those Republican senators who were critical of Susan Rice, really defending Susan Rice. And he was talking about the Republican senators saying the election is over. It's time to drop these partisan political games and focus on the real challenges facing the nation. He said that these attacks on Susan Rice are unfounded and they don't jibe with reality. And I can tell you that Senator Joe Lieberman, who's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, came out of a separate meeting with Susan Rice and said that he finds her answers satisfactory. And he said that it were up to him, he would vote for her for Secretary of State if she's nominated. Big if. Of course, he doesn't have a vote because he's retiring at the end of the year.
He's retiring. The new Senate will do it. All right. Thanks very much, Dan.